It was almost exactly 1 year ago that the Obama administration decided the General Services Administration needed a dedicated organization for fostering innovative technologies in government and moved to stand up the Technology Transformation Service. The new administration has other ideas, saying that in order to streamline GSA, the TTS needs to get folded back within the larger Federal Acquisition Service. Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and he joins me now to talk about the latest reorganization. And Larry, I know you are not a huge fan of the original decision to stand up TTS as its own independent service, so I don't imagine that you are seeing this latest news as necessarily a bad thing, but tell us what you think overall.
Jared, it's not surprising at all that the Technology Transformation Service had a short-lived life as a standalone, nationally scoped service. It was really kind of created, I think, to provide a home for a couple of GSA operations that didn't have a home, most notably 18F. And even inside GSA, I think there was some head scratching when TTS was set up to be on a par with both the Federal Acquisition Service and the Public Building Service. And I'm not at all surprised to see that it's now being merged back in, or in with, rather, the Federal Acquisition Service. It's a good home for it. FAS inside GSA already has a number of innovative technology acquisition programs. They have some smart technology people. I think that'll be a good match to have the TTS people, known for their innovative solutions, being able to work with people in the Information Technology Service that are known for their own innovation from their side of the house.
I mean, one of the arguments, obviously, is just don't create a separate service with additional bureaucracy if you don't need one. But do you get additional benefits from folding TTS back into the Federal Acquisition Service?
Well, I think you get a few. I think one is that you give TTS a more permanent home, and you're a little bit more integrated into the operations of the agency. If you're a customer agency, the bottom line for you is it's now going to be easier for you to find the technology-related solution you need to get from GSA, because you're not going to have to figure out, do I go to FAS or do I go to TTS? It's all going to be housed in one service. There'll be people who are responsible for different lines of business, but it's going to be much easier for you as a customer to get a total solution. Whether you're looking for something maybe more in the traditional IT acquisition sense, say from an Alliant contract to networks or GSA schedule, or if you're looking for some sort of cutting-edge, innovative technology that might be more TTS or even something now in between, it's going to be more like one-stop shopping.
Mm-hmm. As I recall, part of the rationale for standing it up as its own service in the first place was that it sort of needed to have its own independent identity in order to be agile, to be fast, all of those good things. Is there a risk of losing some of that if it's folded into this larger organization, this much larger organization, really? Does some of that potential innovation get lost in this behemoth?
Well, there certainly is the potential for that to happen over time, Jared. For the immediate future, though, the leadership that has been known for being innovative with TTS is making the move into FAS. They're still going to be the people who are running the organization on a day-to-day basis. I don't expect anything other than a really kind of seamless transition, at least as far as transitions go. I think customer agencies are still going to be able to expect and receive high levels of innovation and service from TTS. You might get a little bit more bang for your buck even, because there are more resources available to you. But certainly over time, GSA's got a good thing going in terms of being able to provide innovative solutions through TTS for agencies that need them. Let's hope that they can continue that capability.
In other GSA news, we of course heard recently that as part of the latest updates to the Continuous Diagnostic and Mitigation Program, they're going to be funneling all that work through the Alliant contract. I don't think anybody was too surprised by that, but from a practical standpoint, what does it mean for CDM and for folks who are selling those services?
Well, for people who are using CDM solutions, Jared, I think that this is going to be another instance where you're going to have an easy transition from how you're acquiring CDM solutions inside DHS today and how you're going to get them in the future. This has been a really good partnership between DHS and GSA. GSA people have listened to what their customers at DHS have been saying. There's been some cross-pollinization of personnel between those two agencies, so there's a little bit better understanding of what the needs of the customer are. So I think this is going to work out very, very well for DHS. And it's good to see the customer-focused entrepreneurial approach that GSA is taking here, understanding that, look, DHS, while it's not a huge surprise, they went to Alliant. One of the reasons they went to Alliant is because GSA made it obvious that they wanted the business, understood what DHS's concerns were, and could address them through this acquisition vehicle. This type of arrangement is an example of what GSA can do when it's focusing on customer needs and understanding that contractors are their partners in delivering the ultimate solution. And I hope that's a message that can resonate in other parts of the agency.
And you mentioned also in your one of your recent Week Ahead columns that that there's also some evidence of some of the things you were just talking about on the IT schedule as well, in terms of providing things that agencies really need in terms of high priority, cutting edge stuff. What evidence are you seeing there on the schedule?
Well, the GSA IT 70 people, Jared, are putting into place things like cloud solutions, cyber solutions. They're listening again to their customer agencies who are saying, okay, we understand that these features might already be on the IT schedule, but they're not easy to find. It's kind of like going into a football stadium-sized store, not really knowing what aisle you're supposed to go down. And so in effect, what GSA is doing now is making those service solutions easier to find by giving customers an improved directory, making those cutting-edge solutions like cyber and cloud more visible, saying, here, you don't need to understand all of GSA's internal workings in order to buy from us. We're going to make sure that we give you the visibility you need so that you can find what you need from us more easily. And that's a really good thing. The IT 70 schedule doesn't always get a lot of ink because it's just kind of there churning out business, but this is a sign that schedule leaders are listening to customers and they want to be that tool in the innovation acquisition kit just along with all the other acquisition vehicles inside GSA.
All right. Larry Allen, President of Allen Federal Business Partners. Thanks as always, sir.
Jared, I appreciate it, and I wish your listeners happy selling.
And you can share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Just click Share with Friends.